September 26, I press toward the mark. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Philippians 3:13-14. In the heavenly race, we can all run and all receive the prize. There is no uncertainty, no risk in the matter. We must put on the heavenly graces, and with the eye directed upward to the crown of immortality, keep the pattern ever before us. The humble, self-denying life of our divine Lord we are to keep constantly in view. And then, as we seek to imitate Him, keeping our eye upon the mark of the prize, we can run this race with certainty, knowing that if we do the very best we can, we shall certainly secure the prize. When we have this great inducement before us, cannot we run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, Hebrews 2:1-2. He has pointed out the way for us and marked it all along by His own footsteps. In order to fight successfully the battle against sin, you must keep close to Jesus. Do not talk unbelief. You have no excuse for doing this. Christ has made a complete sacrifice for you, that you might stand before God complete in Him. God is not pleased with our lack of faith. Unbelief always separates the soul from Christ. It is not praiseworthy to talk of our weakness and discouragement. Let each one say, I am grieved that I yield to temptation, that my prayers are so feeble, my faith so weak. I have no excuse to plead for being dwarfed in my religious life, but I am seeking to obtain completeness of character in Christ. I have sinned, and yet I love Jesus. I have fallen many times, and yet He has reached out His hand to save me. I have told Him all about my mistakes. I have confessed with shame and sorrow that I have dishonored Him. I have looked to the cross and have said, all this He suffered for me. The Holy Spirit has shown me my ingratitude, my sin, in putting Christ to open shame. He who knows no sin has forgiven me. He calls me to a higher, nobler life, and I press on to the things that are before.